Okay, so who are these consumers who could actually change their behaviour and shift out of their car into some alternative in response to a 9-cent addition to the cost of petrol per litre, thanks to the ETS? Well, it's people who have close substitutes, people who can almost as easily catch the bus to work or can almost as easily work from home. It's people who are price sensitive precisely because they have close substitutes that are almost no bother to switch to. Now, for some people, a lot of people actually, they're not in a position to get out of their car and catch the bus or stay at home and work from home. A lot of people have to get to different places in a short time. They don't have one place to go to work. Solo mum who has to get the kids to school before she goes to work, etc., etc. So one of the nice things about the ETS is that by using a price, you leave the choice about decision-making in the hands of the people who know their own preferences and know their circumstances and know their ability to swap. And the amazing thing is that even at 9 cents, you would expect something like a 1% reduction in fuel consumption based on elasticities of studies of elasticities of demand for petrol, something like 1%, according to my back of the envelope calculation. So 9 cents isn't a lot, but it's important to keep in mind that the ETS, although it doesn't hit petrol very hard, that's only because carbon is a relatively small part of the dollar cost of a litre of petrol. Remember, about half the cost of a litre of petrol is tax. And so in the end, that 9 cent increase is partly limited by this relatively small amount of emissions that goes into a litre of petrol compared to something like, say, a tonne of coal. At $39 a tonne, the ETS is roughly doubling the wholesale price of coal. So I think a lot of people look at the moderate effect of the ETS on petrol prices and think that's how it works right across the economy. It really isn't like that. We've seen in Britain that the emissions trading scheme there has, in a very short period of time, less than 5 years, managed to get nearly every coal plant, coal electricity plant in Britain converted over to gas based on an ETS price of something like $40 a tonne equivalent. I think it was 18 euro. So keep that in mind. The ETS may not hit petrol all that hard, but it does hit coal, natural gas, and forestry a lot harder.